Madame Strange, Teller of the Future, Book 5, Yoli. Chapter 25. Yoli seemed different the next time she showed up. She appeared solemn. Bianca hoped it was because Yoli had already done some serious introspection and perhaps come to a place where she needed a bit more help before she could go the rest of the way. Bianca was ready to give her the push she needed. "What's been happening?" she asked. "I've been thinking." "Anything good?" Yoli nodded. "Yeah, I think so. But I'm still confused. I think I have more questions than answers." "Believe it or not, Yoli, that's a good thing." Yoli seemed surprised by Bianca's comment. "Answers are overrated. Some people cling to them as if they are real solutions to their problems, but they're not even close. They use them as stopping points or delaying tactics to put off finding the hard solutions." Yoli suddenly felt better about her confusion. "So, tell me what you've been thinking about," Bianca said.
"My parents."
"Oh, that's good. Do you know why you've been thinking about them?"
"They always loved me and never seemed to ever waver."
"That's a good thing, isn't it?"
"I guess so.
Trust me, it's good."
"But you're questioning it. Why?"
"I never got A's, Bianca. I never even got that many B's. My parents didn't care. They told me learning was about more than just grades. They sometimes asked me to tell them what I had learned, and then were impressed by my answers."
"That's good enough for me," my dad would say.
"I think you got the gist of it," my mom would agree. "I could never figure them out."
"Why did their reactions bother you?"
"They didn't make any sense. Other girls talked about how their parents yelled at them about their report cards. My parents never did that, not even once. Even when I got an F in gym class."
"Been there," my dad said.
"Me too," mom agreed.
"The other girls talked about how their parents told them they needed the best grades to get into the best colleges. Like that was even a real goal to an 11-year-old. College was something that concerned old people. My parents never even mentioned it."
"You thought because they didn't try to drive you harder, they didn't love you?"
"No, that wasn't it. I knew they loved me. I just couldn't figure out why. I wasn't special. I wasn't even average."
"But you were special to them, Yoli. You were their daughter."
"How could that have been enough?"
"Because they loved you, not some fantasy child."
"How could they do that to me?"
Bianca had never heard that question asked in a similar situation before and didn't know how to reply. Yoli looked at her, expecting Bianca to say something. Bianca shrugged.
"I don't know, Yoli. Did you ask them?"
"I can't do that."
"Are they dead?"
"No, they're very much alive."
"Well, why don't you talk to them?"
"Yeah, we do talk, but... and we get along great."
"So what's the problem?"
"I guess I'm afraid they won't understand if I ask them why they love me or why they did what they did for me all those years. Maybe my questions will even offend them."
"I don't see how the questions could offend them, but maybe it depends on how you ask."
"I don't understand. Or what you specifically ask them."
"I still don't understand," Yoli insisted.
"What is it you really want to know, Yoli?"
Yoli thought for a while. Bianca waited. She thought she had asked the question Yoli needed to hear, and wasn't surprised Yoli didn't answer immediately.
"Why did they do what they did for me when I got pregnant? They didn't react the way I expected."
"What did they do?"
"They were supportive from the moment I told them."
"That's good, right?" Bianca asked.
"Yeah, it was, sort of."
"Only sort of? Most girls that age would feel grateful if their parents were understanding and sympathetic."
"I knew girls whose parents all but disowned them.
Well, I didn't know them personally, but I'd heard rumors."
"And that's what you were expecting?"
Yoli nodded. "You should have felt relieved to have their support."
"I guess I felt scared."
"Scared? Why on earth would you feel scared?"
"All that love. Directed at me. I wasn't worthy of it."
"They didn't think you were unworthy."
"But they should have. That's how love works. You only get it when you obey the rules. When you break the rules, the love stops."
"Well, I broke a big one."
"But their love got stronger. How could that happen?"
"Are you glad it did?" Bianca asked. "Answer me honestly. Take a moment to think."
Yoli shook her head.
"Why?"
"Because I somehow knew that despite all the love they poured into me, that I couldn't pour out the same kind of love to anyone else. Especially not a baby."
"You couldn't be the same kind of parent they were?"
Bianca asked. Yoli nodded.
"I just didn't have it in me, Bianca. I knew I would fail. I couldn't risk that, so I got rid of my daughter the only way I could. They supported me. They helped with all the arrangements. But it was my idea." Do you see now why I read your future the way I did the first time you came to see me?
No.
You found out the truth about love, Yoli. It's what was missing from your life. It's not missing anymore. You're surrounded by it, but you feel you don't deserve it. Except that you do. All you have to do is start loving yourself. Unless you do that, no other love will ever be possible.
I don't know.
Bianca felt sorry for Yoli. She seemed like a lost or bewildered child. It's okay to feel overwhelmed. This is big. Take your time.
I don't know, Yoli repeated.
I cannot help you further. Please leave and don't come back. Bianca had given up on her, and Yoli knew it. Yoli had assumed Bianca didn't love her, but she thought the fortune teller at least liked her. Why else would she be helping me? Yet Bianca had thrown Yoli out. What did I say? Yoli asked herself. It wasn't what she'd said that made Bianca order her to leave. It was Yoli didn't or couldn't say. Perhaps she would never say it. Maybe Bianca's prediction about Yoli's future was a little off. Perhaps she wasn't going to find love, and she was only going to paper over her existential dilemma and go on with her mundane life. Maybe Yoli would act as if nothing ever happened, as if she never came to Bianca, never asked for help, and never came back several times to follow up. Bianca felt sorry for Yoli. She felt sorry for herself, too. Bianca envied the kind of love Yoli could have had, if only she started loving herself. Bianca loved herself, and always had, but finding others to love and be loved by had mostly been impossible. It wasn't their fault, or hers. It was just the way it was, and she didn't lament what she missed. Meeting Yoli had reminded her. Recognition of her loss hurt for a while, but only for a while, before she moved on. Moving on was the only thing she knew how to do. She wished Yoli well. I have a problem, Keith, but I don't know how to fix it. I can't go back and change what I did when I was 16. Yeah, I can have a relationship with Yvonne now, but that's not going to fix things. I'd like to move forward. How? Keith asked. I'd like to become a mother again, but get it right this time. But only if you feel okay. I wouldn't expect you to do anything special. I mean, I'll do all the work. Your life doesn't have to change.
I think it already has, Yoli. That's because you've changed. I thought I loved the old you a lot, but that was before I met the new Yoli. Now I love you even more. I would love to be a father. I've never thought I wanted the opportunity, but if it makes you happy, it will make me happy too.
You're sure? We can't change our minds after I get pregnant. I won't do that again.
We'd be committed.
I already am committed, Yoli. They started that night. Loving her new son and loving her husband turned out to be the easiest things Yoli ever had to do. All the love she thought she lacked had been locked up inside her, waiting for release. It took Bianca to set Yoli's love free. In Bianca's honor, they named their son Benjamin. They thought of Bianca every time they looked at him, and Yvonne adored her new stepbrother. Bianca never thought of them again.